Blog Talk Radio.
God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see. Great is your grace, forever faithful towards me. You're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. I'm Apostle Prophet Sharita Berry. Glory to God. We're transforming the nations with the word of God, taking the word of God to every nation far and wide. Glory to God. Welcome, ladies, on today to our Women's Bible Talk Bible Study on today. As we continue where we left off at on Tuesday, as we were talking about Esther, glory to God. On Tuesday, we talked about the preparation that Esther had to go through before she became queen. Glory to God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We talked about how, she had won favor with the eunuch and how she won favor with Queen Exuchus at the same time. Glory to God, but her purpose was far bigger than what she thought it was. Glory to God. We talked about how Mordecai is her cousin and how Mordecai had told Esther to conceal her identity. Glory to God. For Esther's name was Hadassah, and Esther was a Hebrew, which she's an Israelite, glory to God, and she had to conceal her identity, glory to God. But her true purpose was just around the corner, and we talked about preparation, and, she had to be prepared to be queen, and she had to be prepared for a whole entire year. 6 months she was endowed with mirth and different things like that for the preparation, purification, and certain oils that they used. And the next 6 months was perfumes and frankincense, and it probably was myrrh and all different types of kind of oils and perfumes. They had to adorn themselves with flowers and different things like that for the purpose in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. So now we're going to talk about going into the purpose on why Esther, glory to God, was placed in that particular place and period of time, glory to God, by God. Why did God choose Esther, glory to God, for such a time as this? Esther's true purpose was to save her people, glory to God, from a mad person named Haman that wanted to destroy the Israelites, glory to God. Because Haman family and his bloodline was destroyed. Haman is a part of the Amalekites, and all the Amalekites was killed all by Saul and David. And so for his revenge on what happened to his family bloodline, he wanted to kill and destroy all the Israelites. And that's what we're going to talk about on today. Glory to God. Because as daughters of the Most High God, God has a true divine purpose for our life. But first, we have to go through the preparation, glory to God, the purification, glory to God. We have to peel away the old so that God can fill us up with the new so that we can go and fulfill our purpose in life. Glory to God. God, I thank you for bringing us here on today. I do not take it like, Lord God, as I come before you humbling myself with a heart of repentance, vow that to be God, ask for forgiveness. I've done anything knowingly unknown. I can't say a curse, hex, vex, or spell. Every spiritual wickedness in high places, demonic activity, prince of Persia, principalities, rulers of darkness, every imp, and I cast them into the abyss from once they came. In the name of Jesus, I render powerless, I confuse the language. In the name of Jesus, I cast every diabolical plot and play of the enemy that's coming from the north, east, south, and west, the northwest, the southeast. In the name of Jesus, I cast every necromancer, every witch doctor, every voodoo doctor, every witch, spellcaster, charmer, enchanter, medium, psychic, in the name of Jesus, those that practice the dark arts and those that are enchanters and charmers and spellcasters, in the name of Jesus, those that astral plane and astral project, in the name of Jesus, I bring the powers that confuse the language, in the name of Jesus, I can't read. Spirit of backlash, retaliation, vindication, deceit and deception, torture, torment, spirits of manipulation, perversion, lust, bestiality, homosexuality, incest, adultery, madness, mischief, mayhem, malice, vengeance, rage and war, resentment, rejection, unforgiveness, bitterness and hatred, pride, greed, sloppy spirits, haughty spirits, gluttony, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I cancel those assignments on today. I bring the powerless, I confuse the language. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise your name, God. I give you glory and I give you honor. I pray right now for the economical system. I pray for the financial system. I pray for world leaders and governmental leaders. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the housing system. I pray for the educational system. I pray for the healthcare system. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, favor. I thank you, God, for signs, miracles, and wonders. I thank you, God, for your dunamis power, your consuming fire that's sweeping across the land and lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abomination to your eyes, sight, ear, gates, and nostrils. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for your angels that you assigned to our life to serve, to protect, and to cover us, and to fight and war on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. I praise you for keeping us and protecting us from hurt, harm, and danger, from the sins and the tears of the wiles of the enemy. I thank you, God, as I pray for the sick and the shut-in. I declare and I decree miracles of healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I thank you, God, as I pray for those that are in mourning. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for being their comforter and their keeper and their peace in the name of Jesus. God, I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I say amen. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be reading from the book of Esther, ladies. Glory to God, name of Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. This is going to be part two, and we're going to read Esther, the fourth chapter, and the fourth chapter, I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible, and the fourth chapter talks about when Esther learns of Haman's plot. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we're talking about purpose on this afternoon. What is God's purpose for our life as daughters of the Most High God? We all have an assignment to do for God, and God has purposed us in this hour to fulfill each and every assignment that he's given unto us as daughters of the Most High God. But before we do those assignments, before we fulfill those purposes that God has planned for our life, we must be purified. We must go through a preparation. And I'm not going to say, this, you know, Esther had to go through a purification process for a whole entire year. God may say he want to prepare you for 2 weeks. Glory to God. What is it God saying that your purification process looks like in the name of Jesus? Is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? Is it a month? Is it 2 months? Glory to God. Only God knows, glory to God. Prophetess, how can I find this out? When you spend time with the Father, when you read his word, when you just sit and just talk to him, when you sit and just listen to him, and God will begin to show you how he wants to purify you, how he wants to prepare you for the purpose. We're going to read Esther the fourth chapter on today. And when we come back next Tuesday, we'll be on part three. Glory to God. Now when Mordecai learned of everything that had been done, he tore his clothes in mourning and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out into the center of the city and cried out loudly and bitterly. He went only as far as the king's gate, because no one was to enter the king's gate dressed in sackcloth. and each and every province that the decree and the law and law of the king reached. There was great mourning among the Jews with fasting, weeping, and wailing, and many lay on sackcloth and ashes. When Esther's maid and her eunuchs came and told her what had happened, the queen was seized by great fear. She sent garments to clothe Mordecai so that he would remove his sackcloth, but he did not accept them. Then Esther summoned Hatak, one of the king's eunuchs, whom the king had appointed to attend her, and ordered him to go to Mordecai to find out what this issue was and why it had come about. So Hatak went to Mordecai in the open square of the city, which was in front of the king's gate. Mordecai told him everything that had happened to him and the exact amount of money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasurers of the Jews. Mordecai also gave him a copy of the text of the decree which had been issued in Susa for the Jews' destruction, so that he might show Esther and explain it to her and order her to go in to the king to seek his favor and plead with him for the lives of her people. Hatak came back and told Esther what Mordecai had said. Then Esther spoke to Hatak and ordered him to reply to Mordecai, saying, "All the king's servants and the people of the king's province know that for any man or woman who comes to the king to the inner court without being summoned, he has but one law, that he is to be put to death, unless the king holds out to him the golden scepter so that he may live. And as for me, I have not been summoned to come to the king for these last 30 days. So they told Mordecai what Esther had said. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not imagine that you in the king's palace can escape any more than all the Jews. For if you remain silent at this time, liberation and rescue will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish, since you did not help when you had the chance. And who knows whether you have attained royalty for such a time as this, and for this very purpose." Okay. Mordecai said in verse 14, glory to God, we're reading chapter 4. In verse 14, he said to her, glory to God, "For if you remain silent at this time, liberation and rescue will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish, since you did not help when you had the chance. And who knows whether you have attained royalty for such a time as this." That God had gave her favor to obtain royalty for such a time as this. Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go gather all the Jews that are present in Susa and observe a fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, 3 days, night or day. I and my maids also will fast in the same way. Then I will go in to see the king without being summoned, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went away and did exactly as Esther had commanded him. I just got finished reading Esther, the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 17. And we're going to focus whether you have obtained royalty for such a time as this and for this very purpose. Sometimes God will place us in some certain positions in our life because of the purpose that he has in us. He might put you on a job, but your true purpose is to save a soul. He might put you here in this particular house, in this particular neighborhood, and you may not know why you moved to that neighborhood, but your purpose may to intercede on behalf of the children or the families in that particular neighborhood. We don't know why God puts us in certain positions, glory to God, but I can tell you this, glory to God, as daughters of the Most High God, we have a purpose. And the reason why we have a purpose is because God has a plan for our life, glory to God. And we must fulfill the purpose and carry out the plan that God has for our life as daughters of the Most High God, glory to God. So that means that we have to be purified, and we have to be processed, and we have to be remade over, and we have to be pressed down, shaken together, and we have to be placed on the potter's wheel. Whatever God has to do to prepare us for our purpose, he's going to do it. If he has to strip you from and remove you from around being people, friends, and sometimes God will remove you from your family to just so that you can fulfill the purpose that God has planned for your life. Glory to God. We're talking about Esther on today. Yeah, Tuesday we talked about the purification, the process that she had to go through to become queen. Now today we're talking about when Esther learns of Haman's plan. Because Haman wants to destroy the Jews. Glory to God. And Mordecai said in the latter part of 14, he said, "And who knows whether you have attained royalty for such a time as this and for this very purpose, to save her people. To God be all the glory." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we come back on Tuesday, we're going to continue on the purpose. What is your purpose? What is God's plan for our life? Glory to God. I'm Apostle Prophet Sherita Berry. Thank you for tuning in, ladies. Remember to read the whole entire book of Esther. Glory to God. So when we come back, you'll get a better understanding of who you are, whose you are, your purpose, and how God wants to process you and prepare you for the plan that he has laid out before your life. In Jesus' name. If you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com. SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com. Glory to God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, know that God loves you. Glory to God unconditionally. Know that he wants the best for you. Understand that he has a purpose. He has a plan for your life. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. It's not by chance. Hallelujah. It's not by chance that you're where God needs you to be in this season. Glory to God. Let him process you. Let him purify you. Let him make you over. Let him make you whole. In Jesus' name I say amen. I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com. SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.